Hey everyone, and welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's get real, for a sec, life can throw some seriously curveballs at us, right? Like unexpected twists, major setbacks, those moments where you just want to crawl under the covers and hide. But guess what? That's totally normal. It happens to all of us, even the seemingly perfect people on Instagram. Today, we're diving into something super important. Cultivating self-compassion during those challenging times. Because seriously, how can you expect to be your best self if you're constantly beating yourself up? Ever felt like a failure when things don't go as planned? You know that feeling, the voice in your head whispering all the negative stuff, magnifying every mistake? That's your inner critic going into overdrive, and trust me, it's not doing you any favors. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. So how do we actually cultivate this self-love muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. First up, recognize your shared humanity. We're all in this together. Everyone struggles, everyone makes mistakes, and that's okay. Remember those times you've cheered on a friend through a tough patch? Offer yourself the same level of support and understanding. Next, practice mindful awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative self-talk spirals start, acknowledge them, but don't get caught up in them. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. You see them, but you don't have to cling to them. Now, be kind to yourself with words. Talk to yourself the way you'd talk to a loved one who's feeling down. Would you say, "You're so stupid"? Or would you offer a comforting, "Hey, it's okay to feel this way. We all go through rough patches"? Be your own cheerleader even when things get tough. Cultivate gratitude. This sounds cheesy, but seriously, focusing on the good stuff can make a huge difference. Take time each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. And finally, engage in self-care activities. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great too. It's about doing things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or spending time with loved ones, make time for yourself and what brings you joy. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super-driven entrepreneur who puts immense pressure on herself to succeed. She's constantly pushing forward, striving for perfection and forgetting to take breaks. Then bam! A big project goes sideways and Sarah feels like a complete failure. Her inner critic is screaming at her, telling her she's not good enough, that she should have done better. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume her, Sarah takes a deep breath, acknowledges her feelings, and reminds herself, "Hey, it's okay to make mistakes. This doesn't define me as a person." She reaches out to a friend for support, prioritizes self-care activities like taking a walk in the park, and remembers that setbacks are a part of the journey. See how powerful a shift can be? Sarah turns what could have been a crippling experience into a learning opportunity. Okay, so let's recap. Cultivating self-compassion isn't about being perfect or avoiding tough times. It's about showing up for yourself with kindness and understanding, even when things get messy. Remember, you are worthy of love and support, especially during those challenging moments. So go ahead, give yourself a break, practice some self-care, and remember that you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What does self-compassion look like for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #DopamineHacker. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with tips and tricks to outsmart the scroll and reclaim your brain. Until next time, stay awesome and keep hacking those dopamine levels.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.